All right, welcome back to the Finsiders. Almost Sunday, which means it's almost time for the Dolphins and the Falcons. Preview the game. Very happy to have Tim Ryan from Fox Sports in. He'll be doing the game on Sunday, along with Chris Myers, who only get a couple Fox games a year as an AFC team, as the current TV deal stand. But nice to have you here. What have you seen from the Dolphins so far, 2 weeks in?
Well, let me be a Finsider.
Yeah.
How about that?
You are a Finsider.
Look at you, the Finsiders. Well, impressive. 2-0 on the road, a 2-0 start. As you know and the listeners know, only two wins on the road last year. It just looks better. The weapons have been upgraded. As you know, the running game's got to get going. I think it's close when I take a good look at it. Sometimes it's the back not seeing it right, disjointed with the offensive line. Sometimes it's just one guy falling on the ground, not getting his block. And I thought there were some opportunities, certainly last week. And they ran it better last week, but there were some opportunities for Lamar for a couple of big pops when he just didn't see it. So more reps, more coaching, more opportunity. I think it's going to happen. Clearly, Ryan's gotten better. He sees it better. He sees the coverage better. The receivers being interchangeable, I think, is huge. You know, you look at Devon Best last year, and as good as he was on third down, you could almost predict where he was going to line up all the time. Now it could be Gibson in the slot, could be Mike in the slot, Wallace, could be Hartline in the slot. And then I think the wild card, Jess, of all of them, and nobody's talking about this dude, Charles Clay, if that guy stays healthy, I'm telling you, his versatility – and the upside for that guy as a player, and he's gotten better as a blocker, but as a receiver and doing some of the things. I don't want to get way too far ahead of myself. He's got Antonio Gates, like, release stuff. Ooh. When he's coming off the line of scrimmage, when he's flexed out. It's hard to stay with him.
No pressure or anything, Charles Clay. What about defensively? Obviously, big challenge this week, all the weapons Atlanta has.
Yeah, I think the key is you got to get Matt Ryan off his spot. I think the inside pressure is big. Matt Ryan is a midline thrower. And when I say that, you know where he's going to throw from. It's behind the center. That's going to be his launch point most of the time. They'll move the pocket and do some different things to change that, and you'll see that in this game. But the inside pressure and Jared and Randy on the inside will be huge. The two new inside linebackers. What I love about Kevin's defense is that they really challenge the line of scrimmage. They get after it. They get up in your face, whether they're coming or not. They're going to make the offensive line think. They're going to make the quarterback think. And that's also a huge part of that speed package they're running. You just try to get a breakdown in protection. You end up getting a free runner. And when you got fast guys, these free runners are getting on the quarterback quick.
Tony Gonzalez, maybe the best to ever do it at that position. What would your approach be on him defensively?
Anytime Tony Gonzalez is the end man on the line of scrimmage, and that means a traditional tight end role, get your freaking hands on him. To give Tony Gonzalez a free release as the end man on the line of scrimmage, it's a crime against your defense. You can't do it. Now, when he's flexed out, which he does a good portion of the time, it's hard to do that. Then you got to start talking about some, you know, bracket coverages and different things on Tony Gonzalez. Tony's not going to get open in terms of running away from guys. Tony's a power forward. I mean, he runs at the linebacker. He stops his feet, turns one way, pivots the other, posts up like he's calling for the ball down on the block. Matt Ryan knows that's his game, and he delivers the ball. When you think of the weapons, and for Atlanta, certainly a huge hope that Roddy White is ready to go with the ankle. When you combine Roddy with Julio and Harry Douglas is no slouch out of the slot, someone's getting a one-on-one. Maybe two get a one-on-one, and Matt sees it most of the time. So pick your poison. I could see Tony Gonzalez having a big day in this game.
Yeah, that's what the Dolphins are looking to avoid. Tim Ryan's here. He'll be calling Sunday's game on Fox with Chris Myers. The run game without Steven Jackson changes, I imagine.
Yeah, it does, and it's not as good. I do think Jason Snelling is an underrated guy. He can run, he can catch, he can block, he can do different things out of the backfield. They're not committed to the running game. I mean, this team's run the ball 15 times a game. There's no commitment to the run game. I think part of it, and this is where I was talking about it with my producer in our production meeting, and certainly Charles Clay has gotten better as a blocker, but everyone asks, where's the run game gone? Well, a big part of it, it's everyone's throwing the ball 35 to 40 times a game. But why they're throwing it 35 to 40 times a game has been the development of the flex tight end, the receiver tight end, the guy who's a matchup problem. The old days, and you got maybe one of the best ones that ever played in terms of blocker, Dan Campbell, coaching tight ends here. That's a lost art in pro football. Tight ends can't block anymore. Tony Gonzalez, I think, is still willing. I think Father Time has caught up with him a bit at the point of attack, and they cannot run block the edge in Atlanta.
What about their defense? Obviously missing a couple of key pieces. No Bierman. He was lining up all over the place. No Weatherspoon, kind of the anchor in the middle there. How vulnerable are they defensively?
Well, they are vulnerable, but Mike's going to run his system. And one thing about Mike Nolan, and you can ask the guys that played for him here, he's a very good teacher. And he's going to disguise stuff. He's going to do a lot with his safeties. He's going to continue to change the looks on Ryan Tannehill. going to continue to change the looks on the wide receivers in terms of what they're seeing, how they're playing with the leverage of their corners and kind of mixing and matching. I mean, one play, he'll be doubling off one receiver. The next one, it looks like a double, but they're really trapping the other guy. There's a lot of disguise and a lot of, I like to say, from the neck up scheme stuff. Junk it up, if you will, on defense. And that's really what Mike Nolan's going to have to do.
All right, last one for you. Dolphins don't win this game if what? What's your biggest concern from a Dolphin standpoint for this
one? It's got to be turnovers offensively. And if you look at Ryan Tannehill and some of those throws and the ball placement and those tiny windows that he was fitting the ball into last week were impressive, but a couple of them maybe a little too risky in a game like this against the Atlanta Falcons. Atlanta, and they don't have a lot of turnovers this year. They only have two. Go ask Peyton Manning about some of the things that they did last year and showing different looks. So turnovers will be huge in this game. I also think a fast start is going to be big. Atlanta notoriously will get out there and get up on you quick. You're going to see some up-tempo in this game from their offense with Matt Ryan at the line of scrimmage. So I think starting fast and matching point production early in this game will be big for the Dolphins.
Really good stuff. Tim Ryan, Chris Myers on Fox 405 on Sunday, Channel 7 WSVN here in South Florida. Appreciate the time.
Hey, thanks for letting me be a Finnsider.
No, anytime you want to be a Finnsider, you can be a Finnsider.